This podcast is brought to you by Brookhouse College. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Luckily enough, we do have the Women's Football Officer from the Committee of the Melbourne Knights, Mr. Tom Zilic, on the line. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. Hi, Rob. Hi, Anthony.
How are you, mate?
So,
good.
Well, we'll start off with the Nike FC Cup that just happened over the weekend, an unfortunate result in round two against Whitehorse United.
Yeah, look, the scoreline 3-1 probably suggests, you know, the game was one-sided. However, that wasn't the case. The girls were very competitive throughout. They showed some positive encouragement, demonstrating some good passages of play throughout the game, which I think will hold them in good stead for the season once it starts in a couple of weeks' time. Certainly, speaking with one of the senior representatives, Tonya Kolchek, she's very keen to see the start of the season, and she can just see the team going from strength to strength.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, after a number of years, you mentioned the Kolchek clan. I mean, Tony Kolchek being the head of the girls pretty much from the start, but there's a new gaffer now in Gus Flores. How's he settling into the club?
You know, look, Gus is settling in well. I've spoken to Gus several times since he's come on board. Look, he's very positive with the direction that the girls are taking. He's introducing a different system of player style of play, I should say. He's building on that structure. And it's great to see the girls taking initiative as well to adapt to it. You know, we have also some new girls in the team this year from last year. Although we don't quite have our numbers up to where we'd like them to be, and we are still on the lookout for more players to complement both the reserves and the senior squad, particularly goalkeepers. If anybody out there listening tonight is interested in coming and joining the women's team, and if you are keen on the goalkeeping spot, we'll certainly like to hear from you. And we do train Tuesday and Thursday night, so come on down, make yourself known, and we'll give you a go.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, look, it was a trying year for the girls last year, particularly given that some of the experienced girls, the likes of Lucy Bolter, are retiring. Who are the new girls that are, you know, stepping up to fill up that leadership role?
Well, I think, just mentioned before, Tonya seems to certainly be one who's very keen on helping both Gus and Mark with the girls' teams and taking the players, leading the players, I should say, with the change out the helm with Lucy Bolter, as you said earlier, stepping down. Certainly big shoes to fill. And I think Tonya's doing a great job in that space. One of the players to look out for in the senior team, her name is Kate Spiteri. And I'm not too sure whether she's related to Joe Spiteri, the former player Melbourne Knights there. But certainly coach Gus Flores ranks her highly.
Well, that's it. And joining Gus as well, moving on from last season as well, is Marco Uskok, Tommy's father, who's actually a dedicated and passionate coach for the reserves. How's he working under Gus? How's that all working out?
Yeah, look, both Gus and Mark are still, you know, learning about each other and learning to improve their communication. And what I can see, both coaches, I should say, have a mutual respect for each other. Michael too, I mean, he's taken on the reserves, previously coming from coaching the juniors, and it's a bit of a change for him, but Michael has experience as well and influence, and certainly the girls give him all the respect that he deserves and needs to do his job. And, you know, he knows how to encourage the girls to get them thinking right and preparing them, for the games, and also in developing them. And they can see that and feel that in themselves at training and during the practice matches that they've had.
Just in general terms, what are some of the positives and negatives you're finding with the women's game at the moment, or particularly from a Knights perspective?
Interesting you should actually say that, Rob. Being a former player myself and a coach, I can draw on some of the positives in the women's game that I strongly believe the men can incorporate in their game and vice versa. There's certainly a different way of approaching and thinking about the game at a women's level than to a men's level. I don't know if that's just a natural competitiveness of the two. the women have a more, what appears to be, a more, you know, simplistic view of the game, where the men, we tend to try to complicate things a little bit more out there on the park. And there's positives and there's negatives in both. But the skill of the girls year in, year out, never ceases to amaze me. You know, my own daughter also plays the game as well. And watching the girls develop and their passing, their techniques, certainly I see it improving year in, year out.
Well, I mean, that's fantastic. And the women's game is growing from strength to strength. I mean, with the Matildas just conquering the world, there's some exciting times ahead for women's football. Even though the media keep pushing the AFLW, I think the world game is still by far the strongest in the female ranks anyway. So also from a club point of view, is there a general push by the club to have the girls performing at the highest level, or at the moment just happy to stay in the state league?
I think it's very important to establish the right culture of playing football at any level. And it's no different with the women's side of it. We want to encourage people to get involved. And sometimes that doesn't necessarily mean setting the benchmark too high. We want people to come in and see what it's about, have a feel that they want to be part of the club and grow with the club. Where we'd like to be playing at a high level, but we want to get there at a pace in which is conducive to promoting the game and keeping things healthy. When I say keeping things healthy, that we don't peak one year then crash to the bottom the following year. Consistency is very important to longevity in the sport. We've had fluctuations with women's participation at the club, and I'm not sure whether you would say, seeing the benchmark too high was a reason, but I know everybody would like to win, but that's not the main message we're sending out there. I think it's, the other benefits, the team building benefits, the camaraderie between, people that playing sport brings, and I certainly see that happening with the women's teams.
And when does the season proper start, and who are the girls facing?
Well, they play in Millbach on April the 7th is their first game at home. Traditionally, I think we're starting at 1 p.m. with the reserves and 3 p.m. with the first team. So I encourage anybody who has some spare time on April the 7th to come down to Melbourne Knights and watch the girls and support the girls in their first home game. I'm sure you'll be entertained.
And just on the personal level, Tom, you've got that kiosk running like a well-oiled machine. How do you find the time, mate?
Oh, well, you just need to have the right people and the right setup, and it's just a matter of staying on top of it. You have the plan, if the plan sound, everything else should take care of itself.
Always a consummate gentleman you are, Tom. Thanks for joining us on the Night Train, and we hope to hear from you in the near future as well, especially when the season starts for the girls.
Yeah, you're welcome. Cheers, boys. All the best.